This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 7-5radio.org, the number 7-5radio.org. How are we doing tonight, Walter?
I'm doing pretty well, man. I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I am doing well myself. I am recovering after a bout of illness. So I'll probably get into a little bit later. But anyways, what I want to do first is wish my girl Gracie a wish her all the best. I want Gracie to believe in herself because we all believe in you. First order of business, as always, we want to remember the men and women of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. And for the third week in a row, thankfully, we have no names to read off. Be safe out there, one and all. Our first story tonight is a doozy. A New York court issued an award to columnist and alleged victim of sexual abuse from one Donald J. Trump, a defamation award of $83.3 million. This is not for the alleged act. This is for defamation when Donald Trump said this lady is off her rocker. $65 million for punishment. $11 million to rebuild the reputation of one E. Jean Carroll. And $7.3 million in pain and suffering. Now, supposedly back in the 1990s, Carroll and then citizen Donald Trump were in a Bonwit Teller department store, which is at the time was an upscale department store in the lingerie section. And some way, somehow, they got in the dressing room and Donald Trump did some things to her. And we heard nothing about it until after Donald Trump became president of the United States. And it's just nothing but the deep state going after Trump. Of course, it was in Manhattan where they had a jury of Manhattan people who now hate Donald Trump because, well, he's a Republican and he's not part of the in circle of Manhattan Island. And it just flabbergasted me that $83 million for defamation. And, well, what say you before I really dig into this about this foolishness?
Well, it's like what I've always said. This is something that allegedly happened almost 30 years ago. The in the civil suit, of course, it's preponderance of the evidence, which, he probably did do it. There's a chance he didn't, but most likely he did. Now, I'd just like to know what the evidence is that they most likely did. From what I read about the story, is to have her saying that it happened, two of her friends saying that it happened because she told them it happened, okay? But there's no hospital record, there's no emergency room visit, there's no police report, and it amazes me that if you can't prove it, how can you, even by the preponderance of evidence, there's no proof, even for a majority that this occurred. It's not a pattern for sure. There was a time or two when Donald was engaged in locker room talk where, you know, he said, yeah, you just grab him by the, you know. And, you know, that does not a sexual predator make. Okay. Walking in Donald's shoes would be a tall order for anybody. But the man, you know, sticks to his guns. He holds his head up high. I'd like to see how this turns out on an appeal. Because, you know, just because he's judged that he has to pay this doesn't necessarily mean, you know, like you said, he's being, you know, it's been a witch hunt on him since 2015, 14. You know, for 10 years he's been going through, you know, things like this. If it's not one thing, it's another. If it's not another thing, it's this. If it's not this, it's that. You know, this guy is just durable, I guess the word would be, to go through all this nonsense that's thrown his way. It takes a real person, male or female, to take all this accusations on the chin, and, you know, and not bleed. He's doing a pretty good job. I don't think this woman has credibility. They keep calling her, you know, she's a journalist, a wonderful journalist. Well, you know, before this, I don't think I've really ever heard of her.
No.
And it's a shame. It's a shame. You know, back in the 90s, you know, was a good time for America. We were doing pretty well financially. We were doing pretty well emotionally. We were, you know, the number one power in the world. Of course, we had our issues, but it was a good time. And, I, you know, if it happened to her, I feel bad that it happened to her. But there were mechanisms to be put in place, or that are in place, that she could put to use. And that goes for any person who is violated by another. There are mechanisms. If you don't choose to use those mechanisms, you know, don't come after me in 30 years and saying I did this or I did that. Even in the 90s, there was cameras. You know, why wasn't any of this, you know, documented by the police department? So it's just a shame. They go after people for the sake of going after people, and the courts are putting up with this. And there's people like me that if I go to sue somebody, it takes me 10 years to get into a courtroom, you know? So in this regard, it's a witch hunt. It's a continuing witch hunt. They're just trying to get people on the witch hunt side try to burn them at the stake. You know, and it's not going to happen. And they get other ideas on how to try to make it happen. It's just, you know, the man's going to be elected in November, and that's all there is to it. You know, no matter what they do to him, he's going to be elected. So,
right.
You know, it's time to get rid of people like this, punish people that bring these accusations. Does everybody have a chance to be heard? Absolutely. However, you need to do it in a timely manner. You know, how many convictions are upheld when a defense team comes up with new evidence and the judge says, well, you had, you know, 24 hours to submit it. Now it's too late, even though the evidence might, you know, vindicate the person, you know, or vice versa. But in this case, it seems that you can, you know, wait 30 years to make a motion to have somebody sued.
Right. Well, it depends who the defendant is. This time it's going to be Donald Trump. But a couple of facts I want to run down real quick. The store Bonwit Teller has closed years ago, so there's no record of any purchases made by Donald Trump or anybody. No witnesses, since nobody works at the store anymore, and they can't track anybody down. That's number one. Number two, at the time of the alleged offense, Carol was a 52-year-old female. And then during the when she first came out, says she's going to sue Donald Trump, she does not use the word rape. She rather coined the term fight, because rape has a much, much more serious connotation to it than the word fight. But if somebody does something to invade your very personal privacy without your permission, that's a rape. And then she went on, Anderson Cooper said that, oh, people, she doesn't like to use the word rape because it looks sexy or sounds sexy. But she called it a fight. And anyways, we come back, we'll go over a couple other facts about Donald Trump. Also, another woman just makes an ass out of herself. We're talking about Nikki Haley. Also, more problems at the border. And Scoop was a little bit sick early this week. Stay tuned, everybody. Come right back.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yuku on 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. We're talking about E. Jean Carroll, an alleged journalist or columnist or something. So I'd call her a nut job, but I don't want to be sued for $83.3 million. So we show what kind of an individual Ms. Carroll is, but let's look at Donald Trump. And I'm going to go from 1970 up to 2015 because it seems like 2015, Donald Trump just turned into the reincarnation of Adolf Hitler. So from 1970 up to May of 2015... he was married once or twice, and there was no allegations of sexual harassment, sexual impropriety, anything of that. And then in the tape that NBC showed time and time again when Jeffrey Epstein was charged for again, they showed Jeffrey Epstein visiting Mar-a-Lago. And there was a party going on, and the dance floor was just absolutely filled with young beautiful women. And then you have Stormy Daniels, who is a middle-aged beautiful woman. And Trump likes young beautiful women. I mean, look at Melania Trump. She's a young, well, she's about my age, but still a beautiful woman. Then you look at Ms. Carroll. She's not a beautiful woman, to put it lightly. Not to mention, Trump also has appointed or hired females in different positions in the Trump organization. So, you know, you look at his reputation, then you look at the reputations of Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, sex harassing Tara Reid, Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein. All these people have a pattern. But you look at Donald Trump, and just like one day he's shopping at a department store at night, and then sees Jean Carroll and just runs in the dressing room with her and you know, does things to her, and she doesn't call that rape. She calls it a fight. You know, we raised the Bravo Sarah flag. Well, any closing comments before we go to the next wonderful lady?
No, I said my piece on this and what my opinions are, and we'll just leave it at that. I can't add much to what I've already said. Or I could, okay. But our sponsors would be upset.
We'd be beating E. Jean Carroll. Anyways, moving right along, Nikki Haley, a couple weeks ago before the New Hampshire primary, did an interview with these two hatchet-faced women on NBC, and she was talking about the only Indian family growing up in the Deep South being teased, being a brown-skinned girl, and being disqualified for a beauty pageant, and she suffered the hardships and pain in forms of racism, being a quote brown skinned girl. I'm sure the all the OGs from back in the day were running for their lives from different factions of the KKK, having their houses burned, getting carjacked, pulled out of cars, so on and so forth. But my question is, who is she pandering to? I went shopping today and I spent over $60 on groceries for myself. Nothing fancy, no high-end steaks, no alcohol, just, you know, groceries. And we got a border that's wide open. Fentanyl's coming across by the truckloads. God knows who's coming to this country. These people are sleeping in the airports, sleeping in the streets, sleeping in our public schools. And she's pandering to these reporters and God knows who about her brown skin. Now, if you look at her, she has a very, very light complexion. She probably has about as much Indian as her as Elizabeth Warren does. Well, what say you about Nikki Haley's interview about playing the race card?
Yeah, I saw that. You know, there's words when you're describing yourself or someone else. There's words that you don't use. You don't use always. Okay, you don't use the word never, okay? And during her little spiel, she said that she was always bullied when she was a child. She got bullied every day. Okay, well, you know, sooner or later, you know, I think my mom or my dad would have stepped in and put a stop to that. It was happening every day. Kids get picked on. Kids are cruel. Kids are mean. Okay. And she could pass definitely. If she never said that she was, you know, of Indian descent, I never would have known it myself. And I mean, I'm pretty familiar with a lot of cultures in my life. So I don't know where this is coming from. This is another one of those stories that comes out 30 years after it happened, on a different level, of course, that cannot be either confirmed or not confirmed because it happened so long ago. So what we have to do is take her word for it because she's saying she's, quote, of India descent. Okay. So in saying this, again, like you said, who is her audience in this? Now, listen, I remember my schoolyard and younger years in the schoolyard. And I can remember a lot of things, including names, of kids I used to hang out with, kids I didn't like, kids that didn't like me. So I would like her step up and start naming and calling these people out as if she was on the Jenny Jones show. Okay? Because that's how we're going to get confirmation. It falls under that guy Williams who said he was in a over a rock and he was getting shot at. The people that were in that plane with him called him out on it. Okay? This is what I would like. You know, anybody that went to school with Nikki Haley when she was a little brown girl, as she puts it, and picked on her, I would like some witnesses to start calling into our station and start telling us if they saw this or not. I don't believe her. I don't believe her. What I would believe is every kid gets picked on. I got picked on because I had big ears and red hair. Okay, but do I cry to the people of Ireland who are predominantly redheads? I'm not Irish, but you know, do I start? Everybody gets picked on at some point in their life. Okay, and I don't say, well, they're picking on me because I'm a redhead. You know, there's only 1%, 2% of people in the entire world that have red hair and blue eyes, and I happen to be part of that unique circle. If you picked on me and you didn't like me, well, tough on you. But I doubt if she was picked on every day, as she put it, all the time, as she put it, because of her brown skin, as she put it. I doubt it highly, highly. This woman is digging herself a political grave. Period.
You're absolutely right. And just like Carol, it happened 30 years ago. There's nobody from whatever beauty pageant she's talking about that can say, oh, yeah, we disqualified her because she didn't fit in black or white.
What she also said in this interview, pardon my interruption, was that she brought up the Emmanuel 9 that were murdered by Dylann Roof, of course. And what was the first thing she did, she said, against anybody, was pull down the Confederate flag. So who's being prejudicial now? She is using the stars and bars of people from the South as a symbol of racism, which these people that love the stars and bars aren't racist. You know, it doesn't represent racism. Then she started talking about the Civil War was fought over slavery and stuff. No, not exactly. I mean, you know, if you don't know the whole story, don't just tell part of it. So, I believe even with the black communities, okay, she has dug herself a political grave because they have a different outlook on what Nikki Haley looks like as opposed to what she may have suffered as a child. Now, her parents did. She didn't mention her parents being retaliated against because of their race, you know, or her aunts or uncles. I don't know if she has any siblings, but it was just her. Just her. Right. Just this little girl in the South was picked up. Just her. Just her. And she did something about it by pulling the flag of the stars and bars after those 9 people were murdered. So it took 9 people to be murdered for her to step up and say, I'm pulling this flag down, even though she was picked on as a child because of her quote-unquote brown skin. She's right. Done.
And that's why people could keep comparing her to Hillary Clinton. Because if you watch that clip, it sounds very, very Hillary Clinton-esque. When she was growing up, going to law school or after law school, getting fired from the Watergate committee, whatnot, and because she was a woman, this, that, and the other thing. And always we come back, talk about the people that was running against Nikki Haley and how they feel about the current election cycle. Also, we got problems at the borders still. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio. We'll be right back. Take it away, boys.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News. I'm Laura Winters. New this hour, the United Nations fires 12 staffers for their alleged involvement in the October 7th terrorist attack in Israel. 1,200 Jewish people slaughtered at a music festival and area kibbutzes. Hamas still holding 130 Israelis and Americans hostage. In other news, former President Donald Trump ordered to pay E. Jean Carroll a whopping total of $83 million in damages for defaming her. The New York jury in federal court awarding $18 million in compensatory damages and $65 million in punitive damages. She originally asked for $10 million. The jury deliberated for 3 hours and came to a unanimous verdict. Now on Truth Social, Donald Trump writing, "Absolutely ridiculous!" Exclamation point. I fully disagree with both verdicts and will be appealing this whole Biden-directed witch hunt focused on me and the Republican Party. Our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon, he writes. They have taken away all First Amendment rights. This is not America! Exclamation point. Changing gears now, a warning from the State Department to Americans thinking of traveling to the Bahamas, as there have been 18 murders there so far this year. The U.S. Embassy in the Bahamas releasing a security warning and travel advisory in light of an uptick in gang violence. Now, earlier in the week, the State Department putting Jamaica on a travel advisory list due to an increase in violence there. The LA Times announcing a large wave of layoffs. The paper says it plans to cut roughly a quarter of its staff, or about 115 people, from the newsroom. These job cuts expected as the owners of California's largest daily paper say it's losing between $30 and $40 million a year. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
We'll be right back.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. I just love that riff. All right, we're ripping apart Nikki Haley, as she well deserves it. Well, one thing that's funny is that another Indian American was also running for the highest office of the land, Vivek Ramaswamy. And he was born and raised in Ohio, which is unlike the multicultural utopia of California. It's very, very white, very, very right of center for the most part. And going over his academic pedigree, he went to got a degree from Harvard in biology, then got a law degree from Yale, and then started a work for a hedge fund operation. So I'm sure he was picked on being a typical Indian nerd, knows math and this, that, and the other thing, but he never came out to say anything, and he looks very, very Indian. I'm sure he was called 7-Eleven a whole bunch of times. What say you real quick about Vivek and his Indian heritage?
No, I probably got his ass kicked plenty of times too. You know, you take it on the chin and you move on. It makes you a stronger person. Apparently, she wants to dwell in the past and become a weak person. If she didn't do anything about it then, now she's talking about it to make herself feel better or to make people feel sorry for her? No, I don't feel sorry for her. I don't know if she's trying to pull on heartstrings, of people that were picked on when they were kids because of their color or their race. I just don't understand, to me, it's just a waste of airtime.
Right.
To take some of this air and put it in, somebody's,
tired.
There's better use of airtime.
Right, right, right. But, what's she going to run on? Her record, her things she said in the past versus what she's saying now? But anyways, what's funny is that go ahead, Walt.
Please vote for me. Please vote for me.
Right.
Five years ago, I was the governor of a great state of South Carolina. And then I was appointed to be ambassador of the United States. Now I'm just a poor little black, little brown girl now.
Right.
I don't want to hear about it.
Right. Who made millions of dollars after she got a government service. But real quick, what does Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott all have in common? Well, besides they empty their bladder standing up, they all ran for president in 2024. They all dropped out of the race, and they all endorsed Donald Trump. Scott, who was appointed by Haley as a senator, endorsed Donald Trump. And then Chris Christie, who did not come out to endorse Donald Trump, who did drop out, was caught on a hot mic saying, oh, yeah, she's going to get smoked. So so it's funny. Everybody's ganging up on Trump, and then when the rubber meets the road, they see the writing on the wall. It's like, well, Trump has a very good chance of winning. Number one, number two, he knows what he's doing since he was the 45th president. And number three, I'm going to back a winner, so maybe I can get a job in a cabinet or possibly endorsement in 2028 or possibly even the vice president slot. But it's really interesting that none of these people came out supporting Nikki Haley, and not even Asa Hutchinson came out. Well, I'm sure he did, but nobody's paying attention. So he pulled at zero. But, well, you get what you deserve, honey. Moving right along, the Supreme Court recently, for some unknown reason, ruled in favor of the Biden administration to allow U.S. Border Patrol agents to remove razor wire installed by the Texas National Guard at the U.S.-Mexico border. So the Border Patrol is the welcome wagon or the concierge service for these people coming in who have no business to be here. Texas is sick and tired of being flooded. So Governor Greg Abbott activated the National Guard, had them post on a state park that borders the U.S.-Mexico border and also has a National Guard installing barbed wire fencing along with some shipping containers along the border to prevent these people from coming into the U.S. Now, the Border Patrol Union, they're all in favor. It's like, hey, if Texas wants to patrol this area, we can put our people to better use. But the Biden administration, being the Biden administration, says, no, we're going to have our Border Patrol agents rip down the fencing and let these people in. Now, here's my message to the Border Patrol agents on the Texas border and everywhere else that the state decided to do the right thing. Do not comply. You swore an oath to protect and defend this nation from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. These people are coming in. We don't know who they are, if they're on a terror watch list, a NCIC list, Interpol list. We don't know. Why are you letting them? How can you defend yourselves letting these people in? Then you might say, well, the court said we could cut down the fence. You know, not every Supreme Court decision is the correct one. Remember Plessy versus Ferguson, where separate but equal was the law of the land. Border Patrol agents, you might tell yourselves or tell whoever, well, I'm just following orders. True, an officer of the law must follow orders from superiors that are both direct and lawful. But how is allowing these people in lawful? You know who else followed lawful orders? The guards at concentration camps. The best thing to do is do not comply, go to your union rep, or quit. It might be easy just to up and quit, but y'all have families, y'all have mortgages, y'all have kids, y'all have alimony payments like myself, but just quit. Go somewhere else, because every law enforcement agency in America is looking for bodies. And, Border Patrol agents being federally certified, I'm sure U.S. Secret Service, Uniform Division, U.S. Capitol Police, Supreme Court Protection, Pentagon Protection Agency would love to have you up here in D.C. But do not comply. Don't rip down the wires. Let your bosses do it. Don't be that schmuck that does everything that your dumb boss tells you to do. Walt, what say you about tearing down the razor wire to keep these people out?
I think the Supreme Court, blew this one big time. I hope Mr. Abbott doesn't listen to him, because he's defending his constituents, his state, from an invasion from another country. And that took his oath of, both foreign and domestic. And he's keeping the immigrants out as best he can as the foreign. And he's pushing the Supreme Court decision aside as the domestic, because I don't think it's reasonable. I'm just me. That's not a reasonable court order to take razor wire down and expose all the Americans, our populace, to what comes across the border. Many things have been said about what Donald Trump said about, coming with the criminals and the rapists and blah, blah, blah. They're not all criminals. They're not all rapists. They're not all criminals. I get it. But that doesn't mean they can come into this country in such a manner. Use a port of entry if you want to come in. We'll let you in. We'll let you in, but we got to know that you're coming in. You're coming in illegally. You step on American soil. You're a criminal now. And I can't see that the Supreme Court is favoring that. It's just hard to swallow. Supreme Court is not the supreme being to make judgment. That's for sure. You need to use your own sense of right and wrong on what needs to be done down there. You have the governor of South Dakota, you know, looking to buy and drive down as much razor wire as Governor Abbott needs. You know, I'd do the same thing. They need a load of razor wire. I'm getting my trailer. I'm loading it up, and I'm driving down to South Texas. So it's a horrible thing to put somebody in, you know.
Right. Well, anyways, man, the show is flying. When we come back, we'll talk about my two trips to the emergency room. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. It's been a rough week for yours truly. On Monday, I was at my ex-wife's house going to get the kids ready for school, get them on the bus, and go about my way. So I get out of the car, and I slip and fall and hit the back of my head, which hurt. So luckily there's no concussion, and I got 2 aspirin and went on my way. So then Wednesday, we celebrated one of my kids' birthdays at a restaurant, and it was an okay event. Ex-wife was there, so anyways. I went home, and I felt sick, and I became violently ill. So it got so bad, I jumped in the car, drove like Gene Hackman in The French Connection to an emergency room. And also I felt chest pains and labored breathing, which is a sign that, you know, I might need assistance sooner than later. So they checked me in real quick, and I lay down, and they're looking for a vein. And this must have been this nurse's first week. She couldn't find my vein because certain people have small veins. It's very hard to draw an IV. I was like, I'd like some morphine, some Zofran. So she went to go find somebody or change a bedpan or something. So I'm just laying there by myself. I said, all right, well, since I got some time in my hand, let me reach out to everybody, let them know I'm here just in case. Because when you reach a certain age and you have chest pains and labored breathing, you might be going somewhere else. So I reached out to everybody, told them I love them, this, that, and the other thing. I talked to my father. He told me to rub some dirt on it and walk it off. I'm like, Dad, I already did that. And then, you know, worst thing about it, I was wearing a white shirt. So, you know, thanks, Dad. So, anyways, after 10, 15 minutes of calling and texting everybody, I still had plenty of time to kill because that nurse that couldn't find a vein didn't find anybody or got called away to do something else or saw that my insurance was okay. Just, you know, equal to Medicaid. So I had time to kill. I said, you know what? If I'm going, I'm going out of style. So I took out my phone and was looking at our own spokesmodel's Instagram page, Ms. Rodriguez, which, you know, just out of this world. So if I did go, the last thing I see would be her pictures on Instagram. And then whoever processed my things for final arrangements will check my phone and see her lovely pictures. So anyways, good news is that I'm the rebound, and I want to thank everybody that reached out and wished me nothing but love. Walter, of course. Charlie Duff, he's going through his own things. Wish me prayers. Ed Huebner, Indu Fields, Luciano De La Torre, and, of course, Daniela Rodriguez, who texted me at 3:30 that morning. I was like, wow. So, anyways, I'm on the rebound. I'm getting better. So hopefully I'll be better than ever very, very shortly. I did lose a couple of days of work because I just felt awful. And I got to find the receipt from the restaurant and possibly talk to an attorney because the way I felt, just nobody, I mean, nobody should go through what I went through. Well, any thoughts on my illness?
No.
But I want to...
You sure it was the vein that was too small?
Wait, what are you getting at?
Listen, that's what you said.
Yeah, the vein in my arms. It's when.
Vein in your arm. Oh, okay.
I think about something else.
So now, what are you going to do? You're going to start questioning your own mortality now?
Well, no, I'm sick. I'm sick.
You're going to stop flying or stop driving?
No, I'm going to listen. Here I am. I'm still doing what I'm going to do. I'm going to look at Danella's Instagram, which I would always do during the show. And tonight she has not posted anything. She's doing whatever she does. But, no, I'm still going to do what I do. And what's funny is that here I am. I've been really, taking much better care of myself since I got divorced because I'm back on the market. But that's another another story. But as my buddy at my other job says, just rolling gutter balls. He's like, Scoop, you must be rolling gutter balls on purpose. I was like, really? But that's for a whole nother story, but I just, I can't thank everybody enough for the love and support of me getting better. So anywho, real quick, Walt, remember the movie Network from 1976?
Yeah, I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yep. Anyways, reason I bring it up is that Fox News during prime time with host Jesse Waters had a psychic come on the show. 8 o'clock at night when millions of people are watching TV and they bring a psychic on the air. And in the movie Network, the news department became part of the entertainment department. So they wanted to have this really outrageous news show. So they brought a psychic. But, how bad is news becoming when you have a primetime news show, like that slot was hosted by Bill O'Reilly for years, then Tucker Carlson, now Jesse Waters, and some producer thought it'd be a great idea to bring a psychic on the air. And that's why it's called television programming, and it's just entertainment. Now, we hope to entertain both of you with listening. But we do it with a purpose because we're fighting for you, unlike most other people unlike all people in Conservative Incorporated. But if you check out the website, you see a psychic on the air, and she draws Jesse Waters asks about Donald Trump, and then there's like a person hanging from a noose. So, you know, I call Bravo Sierra. I think it was a setup. What say you about psychics and clairvoyants coming on news channels?
It's entertainment. It's entertainment. I don't think there's any proven scientific evidence that somebody has a feeling that something happened to somebody and knows what the outcome is and can direct police to a, you know, a particular crime scene or a victim of kidnapping or even, I mean, you can predict and stuff just happens to come true. You know, like, you know, I'm going to predict that gas prices are going up tomorrow. Well, that's obvious. You know, Biden is still president. Of course they're going to go up,
right.
You know,
right.
But, you know, I could predict that Donald Trump is going to win the election in November. You know, those are just, you know, strong thoughts as far as being clairvoyant and stuff like that. I don't have an ounce of belief in that, you know, at all.
Right. Well, legend has it that famous magician Harry Houdini told his wife, like, listen, when I die, I'm going to have a special password, a secret word that only I'm going to give to you, and have all these psychics come in and have them give you the secret word. And all these psychics came in and says, I'm talking to him, the word is this. And none of them got it right. Also, if you go on the website, talk about the story, and I have a compilation clip I pulled from YouTube of all these famous psychics or whatever getting it wrong. There was one guy, his name is Amazing Randy, came out, and he said all these – he proved it. Like, all these people are just full of it. So, it's, you know, they're going to have these sham people come out and, you know, just waste your time. But, you know, it's your fault for watching it. Your fault for subscribing or watching that channel. Your fault for patronizing the sponsors of that channel. You know, and that's another reason why, you know, corporate media hates people like us. You know, we do our homework. We did our homework tonight. We did it very, very thoroughly. We try to be entertaining. We're telling you the truth. We're talking from experience. You know, I'm telling you about my hospital story. I was offered a sponge bath by a nurse, but I said, no, thank you, Chuck. I'm good to go. Anyways. So, well, any final thoughts before the closing music starts coming in?
No, not really. I'm going to make a prediction. We'll be back next Saturday night.
Right. Also, there's a convoy going down to the Mexican border. Hopefully, we'll have some more information on that. Supposedly, thousands of trucks going down. Hopefully, it's not the big bus that was here in D.C. where they blocked all the traffic, and I was late for work by an hour and a half because I couldn't get off one of the exits in the District of Columbia to go to work. So, but from what it looks like, this trucker protest is really more organized. Anyway, speaking of trucking, for Walter UQ, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it, and do not comply. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.